Gold, dein Podcast mit Wert. This is my first English episode of my podcast, which I dedicate to all those people who really doing a high quality job in hospitality business and who are doing their best every day to fulfill the dreams of their guests and their employees. And that's why I started. It was one of the reasons I started my podcast in 2023, because I wanted to support hotel owners and landlords and restaurant owners who really do a lot for their staff members and who treat their employees like friends. So it's my honor to present you the first English episode of Gold, dein Podcast mit Wert. So we say hello today from London. And with me is Zach from Rogues in, is it Hackney?
Yes.
Hackney, well, right?
Yes, but if we're being more accurate, it's Bethnal Green.
All right. Okay. So where about in London you are with your, you and Freddie.
Yeah.
Started Rogues in March 2022.
Well, we opened the restaurant in March 2022, but Rogues as a company, well, it was actually formed was just January 2021. No, what year was COVID?
2020.
It's January 2020. Yeah, exactly. That is when we first started.
Okay. So, and you have met Freddie in a Michelin star restaurant before.
Yep.
And then you actually, how did you figure out that you two guys are a great match for a restaurant together?
I think it was pretty instant in terms of the way we work together. And I think we had similar interests. I mean, obviously, all chefs have got similar interests, but within that, I think we particularly hit it off where we were very, I mean, Freddie's a very, you know, inquisitive, you know, doesn't want to just kind of stand still, always looking to try new things or, yeah, basically just keep, you know, learning, inquisitiveness, I think, which is very similar to me in terms of that. I always, you know, always want to try something new or learn something new. So initially, and he's, I mean, very, an amazing chef, first and foremost. And then going for a beer after work a few times, got chatting to him to actually, you know, find out about him, where, you know, whatever. We just got on fundamentally. I think aside from the kind of compatibility work-wise, we just got on. We go for a beer most nights after work, after like a month. Because he was like a senior sous chef, which is basically one below the head chef. So quite often, Freddie would be in charge of the kitchen. And the days I would spend at La Chapelle would sometimes coincide with him being there and the head chef would be off. So I got to work very closely with him. And just the way we both worked seemed to fit very well. But at that point, I was not thinking at all. Like, I mean, I had it as I mentioned before to you, I wasn't completely loving being the executive chef of it wasn't anything to do with Galvin. It was just, I realized I wasn't sort of cut out for the role that I was doing. I didn't quite enjoy it. I much preferred to be in the kitchen.
You are a hands-on person in the kitchen. I've seen that on Friday when I visited your place the first time. And as a hospitality consultant, I think I have a certain, I can recognize a vibe when I go somewhere because I've worked in industry 20 years myself. And I've worked in smaller roles and in big roles. I can certainly see what's going on. Mm. And what I felt when I went there 2 days ago into your restaurant, it's such a lovely and a home feeling when you go there. It's like coming home to some place
people are open-minded.
Mm.
They're from different countries. Mm. Valentina told me she is Colombian.
Mm.
And then there are Italians, Pakistani, there are British people. I don't know about other
Jamaican countries.
Yeah, exactly.
Indian. We've got a really good mix of people from all different places. But I think that really is something that about the hospitality industry that is, I don't know if it's overlooked, but it's something that is definitely one of the best things about it for me, in terms of it's so inclusive. It doesn't really matter, it doesn't matter at all what gender you are, what your sexuality is, what color your skin is. It doesn't matter any of that.
What your religion is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, everyone's there to do a job. And if someone is not doing that job, it's very clear to see, especially in a kitchen. You know, if someone is just not doing that job, you can't, you know, it's not like that person can know the owner, so he'll get away with it, because eventually that person is just, you can't function.
Exactly.
Unless everyone is on the same page. So,
yeah.
And I think that's what I loved about even the first day stepping into a kitchen. It was the same situation 20 years ago when I first walked into a kitchen, you know, people from all over the place. And I thought, wow, I grew up in London, so it wasn't strange for me to see people of all different nationalities. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what it's like in other industries. I've never done anything else. But do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like maybe in the corporate world, you know, if you can sort of get in through the back door, if you know the right people and you can kind of have a leg up and some help. Kitchens particularly, that doesn't exist, because you're either good or you're not. You know what I mean? You're either doing the job or you're not. So I think I really, really love that. It's such a level playing field.
Yeah. And is what's actually what I love about the hospitality is just what you said. It doesn't matter where you're from.
No.
And it doesn't matter. It's just about your heart.
Yeah.
And when you are able to do with other people, because you have to be a team player.
Mm.
Because otherwise, if you're not a team player, hospitality is not the right.
You can't.
It's not
do
the right business for you then. No. So what I love about hospitality myself is that you always meet new people.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because when I went to your restaurant on Friday, everybody was so like, oh, hi, Catherine. Hi, how there? Where would you like to sit? It's like, you come so easily into a conversation.
Mm.
And I think that's what we got from hospitality business, that we are open-minded people and we love people anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And that's actually what also I really love to travel as well. So this is the combination now, London plus the podcast interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I was flattered that you were saying yes to doing this interview, because it's not always that easy to find an interview partner and to ask around. And because I don't have a questionnaire in front and sending questions out, so not everybody's open to open questions and ask and answer questions from a person they have never seen before. So thank you so far.
No, my pleasure. Well, I mean, I think you're definitely, I mean, yeah, it should be very open and honest. And the only way of really having a conversation like we're having and going to have is it needs to be your honest answer. You know, I don't think you can have prepared answers.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm an open book with that, really. I'm happy to share, if anyone finds that interesting, my story and, I don't know, what I love about hospitality. And yeah, if it inspires if a young person listens to it and thinks, oh, I'm thinking about doing it, and then, yeah, maybe my journey will make them realize that it can be an amazing industry to be in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people think it's perhaps not a serious profession to be into, in terms of like academia. I don't know, like maybe if you're a child that's parents have been like, no, you should go to university, you should be, I don't know, a doctor, a lawyer or whatever. But I think it should be something that people should get into and be proud to be involved with. And you can make a success of yourself in it. You know, you can. And that's another thing that's great about hospitality. There's no limit to what you can be in it.
Sorry.
You know, you can be a chef or someone who works in front of house and work on a cruise ship or in a museum or even in a hospital. Or you can have your own restaurant, and or you could have multiple restaurants. You know, you could be a multi-millionaire, or you could have a family and work a 9-to-5. And if that's what you want, then that you it can also offer you that. But it's another thing that is great, isn't it? There's no limit to what.
Yeah,
it's not like you can reach a ceiling and then that'll be it. Like,
I don't know.
If you're a lawyer, you become a lawyer, and then, I don't know, I suppose you get more high-profile cases and stuff. But, you know, I think if you're...
I think when you're an emotional person who really likes to be with people and be in a lovely atmosphere and working in a place which is beautiful to work in. I have worked in spaces as an employee where I always was in the morning when I went to the bar and I got my first coffee in the morning. I always thought, wow, this is such a beautiful space, you know, where I am able to live in and work more or less. It's more living already with those hours you do. But that's hospitality in the beginning, at least. And there are, I'm sure there are a lot of very nice and welcoming landlords and chefs as you are out there who actually have employees and become friends with those people. You know, they're not all it's not all the bad stuff and all the negative stuff. There are great people out there who really want to do great business. Yeah. And look after their employees. And my podcast is also there because in the beginning of 2023, I thought, it's not going to happen. It's like, what's going on in hospitality? There are so great hotels and restaurants, and they need to get good stuff so that they actually will have their quality for the guests, for the bosses there, and the employees. And I wanna do the podcast because I wanna inspire young people to go into hospitality, because there are so many young people in Austria as well. It's pretty much the same as we talked before.
Mm.
We do have a lot of jobs in hospitality open, and a lot of young Austrians, they don't wanna work in hospitality because hospitality has a bad reputation back home, you know. And it's a shame because there are people like you, and you are local here in London, who treat their employees very, very good. And that's why I wanted to put out the podcast, and also the other interview partners I had so far in Italy, Germany and Austria. They are great in, actually having their employees as friends and take care of them, you know. And it's not that a big of a deal to take care of your employees. It's the same when you take care about your family or your friends.
Yeah, definitely. You work. I think just going back to the reputation thing, I think hospitality will always have struggle convincing everyone that it's. I don't know. I don't want to say not, you know, bad or whatever, but. I just think the nature of it, so particularly the having to work at night, I think so many people are just like, well, no, because you're conditioned to think work is just 9-to-5, you know, work is daytime and nighttime is your time. But if you love what you do and you work in an environment with people that you genuinely get on with and they become your friends, which is, thankfully, what's happened at Rogues, you know, I'm so lucky to have a team that they genuinely all really, really like each other. I mean, you know, it's a stressful environment sometimes, you know. they might fall out over something, but it's not, you know, fundamentally, like at the core of it, they all like each other and they all spend time with each other outside of work. And then I'm really proud of that. You know, I don't mean it's down to me, but the fact that all these guys working in the restaurant, I just feel so lucky, you know? And I don't know how this will sound, but like, I'm not taking credit for it, but I think when Freddie and I started Rogues, and we went for a drink, I think, and we were like, right, what's it going to be called? What do we want to do? What all the rest of it? And I remember thinking or saying to him, because I'd had not a bad experience, but it had been such a hard time working at Galvin trying to find staff, right? Not just staff, but the right staff, people that want to be there and people that are reliable and all the rest of it. You know, all these things that you should be just completely, you know, you should take that for granted. You know, they're being paid. The least you can expect is that they want to be there and they're going to give 100% every day. But I remember just thinking, I only want to employ people that I genuinely would go for a beer with after work. I'd rather have someone that's not a superstar, but he or she tries really hard and they're dedicated and they're just genuinely good people.
Yeah.
And if whatever we do, we surround ourselves with those kind of people, because you can, if someone's dedicated and they really want to do it, they will learn. Do you know what I mean? It's not like someone who doesn't know anything at the beginning is going to stay that way. No, if they really want to learn, they will learn. And we've always had that. That's been our ethos, really, when it comes to employing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think starting off small and organically growing into what Rogues is now, where we have 12 full-time staff, or, you know, starting off with, well, two and then three, and then for a long time it was just three. And then as we got busier, we employed one more person and then one more person, and then, you know, built it like that. We weren't beholden to opening a restaurant straight away where we were doing 70 covers, where we needed to employ 12 people because we needed to. And I think for that reason, we've ended up with a really, really great team, you know?
Yeah.
I honestly, it's something that I suppose I do take it for granted, to be honest, because every day, you know, you see the same people, but
I have to admit, I've seen a lot of chefs and a lot of landlords and people who own businesses in hospitality, and your vibe at Rogues is really, really special.
Yeah.
Because I've been taking the spot where I can overlook everything because I was curious about it, and it's actually one of the things I am. I'm 38 now, but I'm still curious about so many things when it comes up to meet people and to talk to people, what they are from, what they are doing, what they love to do, and those people who you found who are now at Rogues. They all love what they do.
Yeah.
And you could see there were times I was there between 5 and 8 or 9 p.m. at night. There were slower times, but they all knew when it's like to tighten up and to be quicker.
Mm.
But they were still always very polite, they have all a certain...
Well, yeah,
a certain way of working, and
intuition. Like, they know, adaptability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they know actually when it's time to be like quicker, and they have to. Then they have certain times where they can slow down a little and joke a little or sing at least with a Christmas song or something like that.
Yeah.
So we are here before Christmas. So and it's inspiring to see that. It's friends working together. If it's in the kitchen, because I had the possibility to look into your kitchen, and it's very calm, and it's certainly not the typical way in kitchens that it's calm and that everybody really likes each other. There is a certain spirit in the service and also in the kitchen, and it's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost the same kind of, I suppose, attitude and feeling, but it's just displayed in different ways. So, like in the kitchen, it's more like focusing on the job at hand, because it's constant. You know, when you're busy, you know, you're constantly cooking one thing after the other. So it's like, but you got to put out so much into each piece of meat, each piece of fish, each vegetable, whatever it is, each cold plate you plate up. But as an attitude, yeah, it's like, if you're not happy or you don't really want to be there, you can, with cooking, you can tell straight away, you know. But, you know, I don't go out much to eat, to be honest, but you can, as a chef, just working in the industry for 20 years now, if I go and eat somewhere, I don't care how much money it costs, as long as it's good and you can see that the person cooking that food cares about that food. Because quite often I'll go out to eat and pay a lot of money for something and I can just tell that there's no love involved in it. It's just very almost surgical, you know. I think, so going back to what you're saying about the guys at the front, when they know when to, it's time to run around a bit or it's time to not, and then, but also have time to like sing along with the music playing in the restaurant. It's just displayed in other ways, you know. The chefs probably wouldn't, you know, it's like my guys in the kitchen couldn't work on the floor in the same way, because, you know, they channel their passion in other ways, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if I had one of the guys on the floor in the kitchen, they're amazing on the floor and that, but in the kitchen, if they had the same, you know what I mean, if they approached the kitchen the same way they do the floor, it wouldn't work. You know, yeah. It wouldn't work for me, certainly. I need everyone laser focused in the kitchen. But on the floor, you know, that's a skill in itself, being able to talk to people, making people feel comfortable and welcomed, and that you genuinely are happy that they are in our restaurant, you know, the good thing is we don't have anyone that has to completely change their persona. They are just, that is the way they are. They're just people that love to be around other people and want to give, and they're generous with their time, but also, I don't know, their feelings.
They're totally professionals.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you can't be, you know, bubbly and hugging everyone, but then you're useless at your job. You know, you need to be able to do both. But
I got a hug anyway from everyone.
Yeah. Well,
up front.
That's because I told them I had to. I'm joking. No, I didn't.
We all do love hospitality, and we all care about our employees and clients here on my podcast. This was part one of the interview with Zach from Rogues, this lovely restaurant up in northeastern London in Bethnal Green. More about Rogues, their concept, what's new, and what's going to happen this year, next time on Gold, dein Podcast mit Wert.